What's up, world? Welcome to the Positive Truth, uplifting and positive news for a more progressive society. Tim, what are we trying to bring?
Here at the Positive Truth, we're trying to bring awareness, empowerment, inspiration, optimism, and understanding to communities everywhere.
Tim, you sound like you're alive this week.
Man, I'm feeling a lot better. I still have, you know, a little bit of congestion and stuff like that, but besides that, I'm golden.
That's what's up, man. Glad you feel that way. I will put my phone on vibrate so we don't get any more dings. Welcome to the uplifting and positive news section of The Positive Truth. If you haven't tuned in with us before, this is when we talk about uplifting and positive news to make your week a better place. Let's get into it, because I have a lot, but some of them are really short, and I'm going to tease with my first one. Mine is an emotional reunion between a World War II veteran and a Holocaust survivor 71 years after it happened. It's basically, it's a video of...
It's not like a movie.
I mean, it just happened. Basically, the veteran 71 years ago released, like, Save the Holocaust Survivor from the Holocaust. It's from the Dachau concentration camp in 1945. And he liberated him. And they reconnected a couple of days ago, and there's a video. It's a pretty crazy video. It's hard to put into words, but we will post it on the Facebook page for sure. And that's what I'm starting off with.
Nice.
Tim, what you got?
Nice, man. Man, I'll start off with something I thought was pretty cool. A paralyzed college student walks across the stage at graduation. With help from his fiance, Chris Norton, a student from Iowa College, was left paralyzed after a sports injury his freshman year of college. Doctors gave him only 3% chance of regaining any movement below his neck. So basically, you know, that happened, and he wanted to right after that happened, he basically decided he wanted to walk at graduation. He busted his butt for the next 4 years, basically. He did all kind of physical therapy, and he just grinded it out. I mean, whenever you're an athlete, JP, like yourself was, like I was, we know we wanted to work hard. In order to do something we haven't done, we knew we had to do something over and over again to try to perfect that, and that's what he was trying to do. He was trying to regain some muscle, regain that muscle memory to teach himself how to walk again. And 4 years later, with the help of his fiance, Emily Summers, Chris Norton was able to walk across the stage. That's something positive. That's something great. That shows dedication and persistence. So shout out to Chris Norton for being able to walk across the stage at graduation.
How did he hurt himself?
It was a sports injury. The story didn't show exactly what sport he was doing. They just said sports injury.
Over or under 50% chance it was football.
I would definitely say it was football. I'm definitely going to, especially whenever he has only 3% chance of movement below his neck. There's not very many sports that you're just going to be paralyzed completely below your neck like that.
Well, I love the perseverance in that story. And I actually have a paralyzed story too as well.
Oh, really?
So mine is in India. The first 3D printed titanium vertebrae implant helps 32-year-old walk again. So this is the first of its kind. They used a 3D printer to basically make a vertebrae, and they had a 10-hour surgery to basically, she had tuberculosis. And the tuberculosis was the first, second, third cervical vertebrae, which meant there was no skeletal support available between the skull and the lower part of her spine. And what it was doing was, like, swallowing, chewing, and movement of the tongue were all at risk if they screwed up, basically, the surgeons did. So not only was she losing, she had debilitating tuberculosis, she was losing ability to talk and speak as well as walk. But the surgery was a success, And she's walking again pain-free 12 days after the surgery with minimal support.
12 days.
And her singing voice recovered, so she got her feeling in her mouth back.
That's pretty awesome.
It was the first surgery in India like this, and probably, they said at most, the third in the world by using 3D printing technology. This is only the beginning, man. Who knows where else this can go? So, definitely positive, uplifting news.
For sure. Innovation, man. It's there. Well, I'll go ahead and continue with my next story. My next story is actually really, really short. So, let me get right to it. There's a video, actually, that we will be posting to the Facebook. So, make sure you guys are following us at the Positive Truth Podcast on Facebook. It's a daddy-daughter ballet, man. It was in Philadelphia. The Philadelphia Dance Center held these special Valentine's Day classes for a father and their daughter. They basically wanted to create a bonding session with these children because obviously, you know, when it comes to dancing, especially where we're from, you're not going to see too many fathers, you know, going to dance recitals and stuff. It's really the mom that are doing that, especially in today's society. And I like how they were trying to scratch that stigma and trying to show that fathers can do this as well. The video is pretty heartwarming. You definitely see these dads going in there trying to do what their daughters do, and you can tell not only the father but the daughters were having a good time. So make sure you guys check out this video on the Positive Truth Podcast. It's definitely something positive we could all look at.
I like it. Lord knows, if I ever have a kid, I'll be boogieing with them too.
Always, man, we have to.
Well, since you got a short one, I got a short one too. Do you follow Bill Gates on Twitter?
No, I do not. I rarely get on my Twitter, man.
Twitter is my favorite form of social media, but I don't tweet. I follow people, and I just see what they...
Right.
So it's like Malcolm Gladwell over here. You can have some sports over here. You can get book recommendations. New York Times, Washington Post, just great news articles. And all I can do is just absorb it.
Right.
So, hey, I'm not tweeting to get my opinion out. I'm tweeting to find positive information. And I saw this on Bill Gates' Twitter. He said it's the most beautiful chart in the world. It's child deaths cut in half. Since 1990, there were 12.1 million child deaths under the age of 5. Today, there's 5.8 million. So we've cut that number in half. And Bill Gates thinks it's the most beautiful chart in the world.
That's pretty cool. I mean, it still sucks. That's a lot of deaths for children under the age of 5. But to cut it in half, I mean, that's the positive way of looking at it. We're moving forward.
Absolutely.
In the right direction.
So I got a challenge for everyone that's listening. Go to our Facebook or Twitter page and post a more beautiful chart if you feel like you can... If you feel like you know a more beautiful chart than that, post it, and we'll just talk about it on the podcast.
Ooh. Make sure you guys follow our Twitter at TPT_podcast.
Oh, nice, Tim, nice.
Oh. Oh, we're getting there, man. We're getting better. Do you know what episode this is, by the way?
Are we talking
about... So many Positive Truth episodes?
We're talking about
just the positive news.
2 months? I don't know. Like,
we're 2 months into this. We've been doing this for a while now, man. We're becoming pros at it.
And we're still getting better, just like all you are listening to the podcast.
Exactly. And you know what else is getting better, JP?
What?
What the world is doing for the bees.
Oh, we did it again.
So check this out, man. Costco's joined Home Depot and Lowe's in eliminating bee-killing pesticides. We all know bees have been an endangered species in this world because of global warming and other things, that we need to do something as humans to take a step forward to protect these bees. And Costco's, Lowe's, Home Depot are all doing that. As a part of a Friends of the Earth initiative, Costco has demanded that its suppliers end the use of bee-killing pesticides on garden plants sold in its stores. I think that's awesome because when these big retail companies stop selling things that are destroying these animals on this earth, it allows us to preserve this earth. It allows us to be here a lot longer, and it's a step forward to making our Earth a better place to live for our children, for our children's children, and so on. The Friends of the Earth campaign appears to be paying dividends, with the environmental activist organizations predicting that the number of plants from retailers which tested that contain neonicotinoids having decreased by 51%. So basically, we're going to stop selling things that are killing these bees. We're going to stop selling plants and all kind of pesticides that are killing bees. And I think that's a huge step forward, because we don't know how popular Home Depot, Lowe's, and Costco's is, even though we don't have any really in Oklahoma. But in other states like Texas, I know they do. So shout out to those companies for doing what they're doing. And shout out to the Friends of the Earth campaign, because you guys are doing a great deed.
Is there a way to link that to our Facebook so someone can go donate and find out how we can help and support them?
You know I will be posting this article to our Facebook page as long as our other social media sites. So make sure you guys are following us on Facebook at The Positive Truth Podcast, on Twitter at TPT_podcast, as well as iTunes, YouTube, Google Play, and SoundCloud.
Absolutely. Tim, do you have any more uplifting news stories?
No, sir. Do you?
Yeah, I got two more. My next
one. Go ahead and knock those out for us.
It's a California bill that would make voting days public holidays to increase voter turnout.
Really?
Yeah. So if
no work, no school?
Yeah, no work. Well, they said they can't do it to private companies, obviously.
Right.
They said if you give all the public, teachers, kids the day off, everyone the day off, school out, they would hope that would incentivize private companies to be like, oh yeah, you can have the day off too, go vote. In 2014, only 40% of Californians eligible to vote voted, people that were actually registered to vote voted. In 2016 elections, it was 72%. And they're trying to get that number up to 80-90%. And this is one of the bills they're trying to pass to get more people to vote. I just think that's pretty cool.
That's what's up. I do too. I think. You wish what?
My thing is I've had to vote early because of other obligations. And voting early takes forever because you have to wait in line for 2 hours. If I knew I was going to have the day off, it would be so much better. Could get up, do a podcast, and then just go sit in line, vote. It wouldn't take as long. Have all day. I wouldn't have any obligations. Voting should be.
I hear you.
A public holiday. So I really like this. That's why I wanted to talk about it on here. And my last one is a little crazy. So you know what the Autobahn is?
No, sir.
You don't know what the Autobahn is, Tim?
Maybe if you talk about it. Right now I'm drawing a blank, though.
It's the highway in Germany where there's no speed limit.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, for sure. For sure. All right. No speed limit. I do know what that is.
Do you know what a Tesla is?
It's probably a fast car or something.
Well, it's one of those, electric cars. Cars that can drive itself.
Yeah, okay.
So there's a guy on the Autobahn driving a Tesla, and he saw a car that was basically driving erratic. So he speeded up, caught up with the dude, realized the driver was unconscious, drove in front of the driver, pulled in front, slowly braked, brought both of the cars to a complete stop, pulled the guy out, started doing CPR, because the guy had a stroke. Called the emergency services, and the dude lives. Both of them. It cost him $10,000 of damages to his car, but he saved the dude. Elon Musk is the guy that, I think that's his name, Philip. Yeah, Elon Musk is one of the guys that owns Tesla. He's basically, he owns it. And he offered to pay the dude's car repairs because he did such a heroic act. And I think that's really awesome. I also think that's just kind of just plain brave.
Yeah, man, that's some superhero stuff. That's something that you would see on the Power Rangers or something like that. This is crazy. I can't believe he pulled up into his little itty bitty car, stopped the car behind him, gets out, saves his life, and like, man, that's a hero.
Yeah, for real, man. That's exactly what I was thinking.
Man.
His name is Manfred Kicked. Manfred Kick.
Manfred. See, he's got a superhero name and everything.
See,
that dude's the real MVP.
Yeah, he is the real MVP. I was like, I read that. I was like, he did what? Lord knows me.
See, like, you just don't.
If I did that, like, I'm driving a Ford Focus, like, I'd be terrified.
Yeah, man, you and me both. I got my little Cobalt. Man, I ain't stopping much with that.
And the Autobahn doesn't have a speed limit. Who knows how
fast. Yeah, so for him to do that, at least 80, I guarantee that. That's wild to me, man. That's wild. Like, you don't hear stuff. You don't hear stuff like that in the news, man. That's exactly why our podcast is perfect. So if you guys are listening out there and you think other people would definitely want to hear stories like this to uplift their day, of course, make sure you guys are following us on The Positive Truth. Make sure you guys are hitting that subscribe button, that follow button, that like button, that favorite button, that share button, all those buttons that they give you. Like it. Do it. We need it. Tú sabes.
Tim, do you have a positive quote?
JP, I stay with positive quotes lined up. But first off, distract him for 1 second for me because my app's not working. Never mind, I got it. Take that. All right, my positive quote today is... It's loading. I'm sorry, guys. Don't be mad at me. I know you guys got to get to work and stuff.
And Tim was talking about all those buttons. Hit that review button. Give us a 5-star review. That'll help us tremendously. You're never going to have to pay for the podcast. We just want to spread the uplifting and positive news, so the more people that hear it, the better.
Yes, sir. And our positive quote today is, I learned that courage was not the absence of fear, but the triumph over it. The brave man is not he who does not feel afraid, but he who conquers that fear. Nelson Mandela.
Go conquer your fears today. Go do something amazing. Go do something positive for someone. We'll stay positive ourselves. Tim, we out.
We out. Stay positive, everybody.